Hello, thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul here with Kyle.
Hey, what's going on?
Jeremy.
Howdy.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And we're back to talk more about the upcoming Roast Battle tournaments, the award-winning Ad Hominem Attack Show Roast Battle Tournament.
We did win an award.
A mouthful.
Good.
We just keep adding to these accolades and make that title longer and longer.
I want people to choke on it.
Chris will never choke on a mouthful.
Boy. And the blowjob jokes are flying.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have blown somebody.
You know, I've heard that many a times, too.
I can relate. You said somebody's wrong.
You said everyone wrong.
We're going to be discussing four more bags of shit that you can come to Not Your Parents' Basement at 78th Street Studios on October 19th. Doors at 7:30, show at 8:30.
Congratulations.
Only took 3 whole weeks.
And watch them destroy each other's self-esteem as though they had any to begin with.
I can't wait.
First up, go on, Jeremy.
First on the list.
Let me go over the rules real quick.
Yeah, the rules.
How does the show work?
5 jokes each. Bring some for sudden death, because there may be a tie. Tit for tat, I guess you would call it. And then we'll pick a winner by audience vote and 4 members of our panel, Tabitha, Chris, Jeremy, and we can just say the spicy meatball, Ryan DiPerna now, former host, is coming back for one night. So it should be fun. They'll shit on you. You'll shit on each other. It'll be a great time. Also, $5 to get in. Tickets are online for sale at clevelandcomedyfestival.com. We do have a ticket link up there, so pre-order your tickets. The room fills out. We sell tickets to real people. It's not just a comic show, so tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. Come on out. It'll be fun. So, yeah, let's get started.
Ryan's appearance is predicated on not doing a murder-suicide before then.
Well, isn't that everybody's appearance?
Good luck.
Well, I mean, Ryan and I were in a homicide pact with John Hoffner, but he quit comedy, so unless he's got a new one, you know, his obligations to murder-suicide are done.
Ryan. Does one person out of 3 breaking the homicide pact break the entire pact?
Well, like,
'cause there is nothing I would love more than to watch you and Ryan kill each other.
There was a time when that was close to happening, but yeah, I got my shit together.
All that means is we've all been close to Ryan.
I was just about to say, Ryan DiPerna was my suicide pact.
I look forward to making fun of folks with Ryan again.
Yeah, I miss working with Ryan.
As do I.
I don't. I'll get out, bitch.
Your experience with Ryan is that he made you pull your dick out.
Yeah, well, I'm happy about that, actually. I'm real happy. I got
sounds just as romantic as my time with Ryan.
Oh, don't we all know it?
Well, I like Ryan. He's a drunk like me. It's good.
Yeah, I like how he was more gentle with me.
Nothing gentle about that man.
At any rate, yes, we've all had sex with Ryan. Next,
take a long drink.
Next on the list of things to talk about, our first battle that we're going to discuss is Nick Glasser versus Anthony Mayo. Nick Glasser of Columbus and Anthony Mayo of Cleveland.
Isn't he Akron? Is he an Akron guy or is he a Cleveland guy?
His card says Cleveland.
Well, I know he fights out of the Funny Stop. Iowa Falls next to a thrift store at a Dollar General.
Home Club?
Yeah. That's hey, one of the same. I'm Funny Stop guy, so whatever. I'm not going to shit on for that.
Funny Stop is many people's home club around these parts.
Yeah, because that's the club that you can get into when you're not ready to have a home club.
When you literally can put any sentence together and show up on a Wednesday.
And bring people.
Right.
And put up with, you know, somebody yelling at you in broken English.
Ugh. Yes. Can't do it.
I love it. I don't care.
The only time Pete yelled at me, I yelled back. And it didn't go over well.
Well, it didn't go over well, but it's also like Pete's not used to having women yell at him. You know.
Surprise.
It's not really
that in the Lebanese army. I called him once. I called his cell phone, and he answered it, Lebanese army.
Yep.
And I hung up. I haven't been back for years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, whoever's listening to you doesn't want you to know you've been talking to Hezbollah. So. Pete's not really in Hezbollah. He's let me know several times that he's the only Lebanese man on the planet that supports Israel. So that's how you get around anti-Semitism if you're a conservative now.
Support for Israel.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
We've done that podcast many a times.
We have. At any rate, I don't want to go over that again.
This battle is hard for me not to show a bias, as Nick Glasser is one of my favorite people in comedy overall, and one of the four or five people I will speak to out of Columbus.
He's also undefeated at roast battles down there.
Yes. Nick has been running a wonderful open mic at the Shrunken Head in Columbus for 7 or 8 years at this point. Very good host. He bounces what's the fucking venue in Columbus that's sort of like the Blossom? He's a bouncer at a music venue.
The Pavilion, what is it? Promo West Pavilion, downtown by the arena. Yeah, whatever.
It's one of those.
This is a Cleveland podcast. Who gives a fuck?
Nick Glasser also famously once met, I think it was Nicki Minaj, dressed as Nicki Minaj.
I'm impressed.
Picture of that exists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to friend this guy right away, but now I got to message him.
She is so uncomfortable. Because yeah. He is a Sasquatch of a man.
He looks like, if you're a wrestling fan, Jim Mitchell, the Sinister Minister. So, Minister as Nicki Minaj. That's what...
Beautiful.
Yes. I mean, basically a bear in horse clothing.
Undefeated. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We did a show with him with the one time Paw and I actually did a roast show down in Columbus. And
we ate a pile of dicks.
A big pile of dicks. I still won, but we ate a big pile of dicks, and Nick roasted his podcast co-hosts for like a solid 15 minutes.
Yes. I was on the roast of Nick Glasser for his birthday years ago. I wrote a rap battle poem about Nick. I don't remember it, but I am very proud of the one line I do remember, which was... when I come, I'm coming harder than Wonder Dog giving a rub and tug to four bears and a cub.
Wonder Dog's a gay comedian in Columbus.
Yes, who's all about bears.
Oh. I knew who Wonder Dog was, but I just wanted to be a bitch about that inside joke.
Oh. Somebody's calling you.
Who wants to talk to you?
They know. They heard. It's the Columbus Gay Mafia.
It just says Columbus. No, they're calling.
Just what I think about, they pull me back in.
With their dicks.
Well, it sounds like Anthony's got his work cut out for him.
Mr. Mayo has his work cut out for him, but... You were very high on Mr. Mayo.
Yeah, I've seen him do well. I mean, in the...
Is he newer?
Newer, yeah. He's a newer guy. He's probably, what's the other guy's name? Harrison Poole.
Yeah.
He's in that class, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's been good. I've seen him do well. I've watched him back-to-back nights, and the one night he kind of did rough, and then he kind of adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And had a great set, so, I mean, I've seen him be very funny. He does this joke, Anthony Mayo, you eat mayo. And he's like, you should call me Anthony Pussy. And I was like, yeah. You know, you're cool, but no, he's funny. He did it well. He did it better than me. It's just, you should have called him Anthony Sickle Cell, you know what I mean? No.
This is how our listeners find out he is black.
Well, I just, you know. I just had to get eliminated from Saturday Night Live. I mean, everybody else has been doing it.
So. His last name suggests the opposite.
No, man. Wait, historically, black dudes are good at talking shit, so.
Historically. Scientifically.
Historically, that is not what they're known for.
I'm going to stop before I dig this grave, but...
I thought we were trying not to get on SNL, fellas!
Yeah, historically, they dig their own graves, but...
Okay, well...
Oof.
Yikes!
Why'd you have to go there, Jeremy? I was talking about big old dongs.
It's true, he was. It's all he talks about.
It's his favorite thing about the blacks.
You're thinking about a lot of people.
Then Eddie Murphy's delirious.
So we're going to delete and start over then?
No, I think we're good here.
Yeah.
No, the last minute and a half will just be one
I
long
said a lot of night. I said a lot of nice things about the white guy. Let's just move on.
No, I think Anthony, I mean, he's got to work cut out for him, but I think he could be somebody that's going to do our shows a bunch. And get good at it, and you know, who knows, he can shock the world.
I mean, I watch him on the social medias, and he seems to be writing the things, so that's the important thing, is also, does he write?
Nick Glasser is tremendously easy to make fun of.
Yeah, and you know, some people might think, oh, it's I'm roasting a black guy, I have to be careful where I tread, or you know, somebody might go, ooh, I'm on a roast show with a black guy. This is my chance to say the N-word.
No.
It is not your chance to say the N-word, by the way. It is never your chance to say the N-word.
I mean, fucking people look at fucking roasts with white guys, and they're like, it's my chance to say the N-word. Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I have no problem doing a hacky Asian impression, but... I only say that in the car.
I looked up
while I'm in traffic.
I looked up Anthony Mayo. Thought he'd be a lot skinnier. I'm excited he's fat.
With the last name Mayo, you thought he was going to be skinny?
I don't know why. I just didn't expect him quite so chubby.
That's why I like him.
Or wearing shirts that show he's quite so chubby.
Well, you know, sometimes you balloon up, Tabitha, you know.
No, what are you talking about?
Sometimes you outgrow your clothes.
That doesn't happen to me.
No?
No.
I'm
never.
The only person that looked in a mirror and changed my shirt before I came here tonight.
You're the only fat person in this room, Kyle. What are you talking about?
I changed my shirt because it had Cheeto dust on it.
Guys, I changed my shirt too. It didn't look good.
Come.
All over it.
Goddamn roast cum.
Me too.
Roast cum. I was just so excited to record this, I was dripping in it.
You know, now that I think about it, roast cum sounds like a cooking method.
I was about to say, roast cum is just au jus.
That explains why I've been getting nothing but French dips at Arby's lately. And then I'll put the horsey sauce in the au jus so it...
Ooh.
You know what else is au jus?
Cloudy.
Jeremy.
I was just about to say, au jus is scarily close to someone being disappointed that Jeremy's on a show. Au jus.
Goddamn jus. So, those of you that are disappointed that we have a black person on the show.
Ryan DiPerno.
One of his people. Blacks, Italians, yes. Basically the same.
The Moors.
Yeah, but we're excited to see what Anthony brings to the table besides mayo, perhaps some other condiments. You know, perhaps some horseradish.
Spicy.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead and say barbecue.
I was going to say hot sauce. Hot sauce.
This is awful. Who else is on this?
This is awful.
Who's going to win?
Welp.
I'm going to go with Nick.
I think I am too.
I mean, he's a veteran. I mean, I'm hoping I'm hoping Anthony beats him. I'm rooting for Anthony, but you know, if I'm a betting man, and I am, I'll take Nick.
What are the odds on this one? Are you and Ryan going
to
set up
5-1?
Oh shit!
5-1.
Yeah,
I'm not taking it at 5.
I'm just imagining Ryan screaming at the crowd for their tiebreaker vote, like he does the TV.
Yeah, don't tell Ryan that people are gambling on this. get Dave Arena to make some odds up. And, you know, we'll get all of Ryan's money somehow. But I'm going with Anthony Mayo. I don't think that a Columbus comic can defeat a black man. So, you're fucked, buddy.
So, you guys went down there and ate shit? Are they just like that? Like, what's the dynamic down there? Because we got two Columbus battlers, so...
The reason that we ate shit, on my part... It was because I assumed that the people at that show would know who Chris is.
Nope.
And they did not. So, like, the only joke that they laughed at of mine, like, was a reference that everybody could get because it was about Magic the Gathering. And, you know.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, it was also, like, you know, we did a 3-round battle and Wonder Doug didn't really, like, break up the rounds, so we just went like back and forth, even though like nobody was really with us at any point.
Yes, it was last minute change in hosts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also, we just weren't funny.
No, that also didn't help. That was like really nailed in when I tried to do those same jokes again and they didn't work. So,
The time I beat you.
Yeah.
Yes, because all my jokes did work.
Because you rewrote. I did not. I was like, you know what? I am not sold on these jokes not working. We were just in a bad situation. I'm going to try them again. And that was a mistake.
That was the time I wrote my favorite joke about you, which is that you look like if Heath Ledger were the Penguin.
My sister really liked that joke, too.
So are their shows as ruthless as ours? I mean, ours get pretty nasty sometimes, depending on if people are into it. I mean...
I've been to 2 roast shows down there, and I wouldn't say that they were as ruthless. There was a lot of Guess Who So-and-So Fucked.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to recuse myself from this portion of the show.
Yeah, well, you know, that's I don't
a
care.
A bad tactic.
Right, I don't fucking care if anybody likes me. I have enough guests for my podcast. So, yeah, but that's what it was.
It's not about being liked. It's about getting upset.
I mean, I wasn't upset about it. It's just, you know, we didn't prepare properly. At least I didn't. I'm not going to speak for Chris. And we didn't do well. So, and it was a different vibe. And for the most, you know, how many have they done since we were down there?
Not many.
Yeah. I mean, it just might not be a thing that they're into. They do, like, a lot of character roasts.
Columbus
like
is, they do. Yeah, a lot of those, yeah, the roast of Disney characters and stuff like that. Dustin Meadows runs those.
Yeah. So, I mean, roasts can work there. It's just, you know... Didn't work with us.
We did the with Nick Glasser and I did the or he was on it. Nick, we did the roast of Superman, Nick showed up as the Aquaman from the animated series with just green tights and a six-pack drawn over his gut. It was very funny. But yeah, they do a lot of the character roast. I would say that Columbus is a city more suited for a compliment battle. Those that people, you know, those are happening now.
Well, you know, unless you get cease and desist orders from the guy that thinks he invented it.
I don't know this story.
So, like, Jess Falstick, who we talked about a couple weeks ago, was going to do a Cleveland version of Boast Rattle, which is the one, the compliment battle that tours, and was in talks with the guy to do it. And she decided, you know, okay, things are going, well, I'm just going to do it. And she got a cease and desist about using the name Boast Rattle. So she ended up changing the name, and it turned out that this area couldn't sustain it long term.
No one likes each other enough here.
Well, it's harder to write those jokes, too. So,
yeah.
It's, and when it's, when it gets, you know, when a roast joke bombs, it's like, you know, aw, that sucks for them. But when a compliment bombs, it's like,
this is not believable. That person seems like shit.
So, but yeah, I don't know the whole deal with everything that happened there, but it seems. It seems like the guy was trying to, like, get some sort of, basically, he wanted to come here and put on the show himself and get the money.
It is insane to me that something,
$37,
yeah,
that something that exists as a parody of another thing could be cease and desisted.
Yeah, it was very strange, but, that happened, but, you know. It's I think a lot of people find out when they bring their thing here and then, like, don't use local people on it that, you know, hey, maybe you don't draw in Cleveland, so you should be a little more humble. Next Rhino, battle.
As Rhino would point out, the Street Fight podcast learned the hard way.
Yeah, they were also up against the Cavs, so, which, yeah, they like Columbus comedy a lot less than you would think, too, which is weird.
Oh, they're not really. Yeah, they're not connected.
Yeah. That's very weird. Speaking of comedy, we're talking about this comedy show that we're doing. The next battle we have is...
that's what we're talking about?
Yeah. We can...
Jeremy's got a good barometer on when I'm about to.
Drew Malkins versus Adam Janovac. Adam Janovac of Taco Tonto's fame and Drew Malkins of Sad Boys Social Club and Jimmy Fallon fame.
What's the Fallon thing?
He was on Play Games with My Mom. He and his mom made it on the show. Doing... they're a little playing video games with each other.
Oh, that's cool.
His mom's a star.
I did not know that.
His mom's a star.
His mom's a fucking star.
My, I hope this is too embarrassing of a story. My first impression of Drew Malkins was 7 or 8 years ago at the Hilarities open mic they used to run. And he was on stage doing his thing, and his fly was down. And halfway through his set, his mom yelled, "Put your fly up."
Yep.
Well, his mom knows how to make stars.
So. Ain't that the truth?
Also, the night I bought Bill Squire's Just Say Your Jokes, and I have never opened it.
Was that 7 or 8? Man, What
a trip down memory lane, well, fellas.
I was at the show where Just Say Your Jokes came from. That line, his ex-wife was really drunk and yelling that at a show Bill was producing at Touch Supper Club. So I was very amused when that was the title of his album, because I remember her being a lunatic. But Yeah, Drew, very funny. Adam Janovac, very funny. Very, very strange boy.
Yes.
The strangest.
Yeah. Ex-military Adam Janovac.
Yeah,
like so, we said, very strange.
War veteran, even, I believe.
What branch? Does anybody know?
I don't know, but it broke as soon as he climbed out on it.
Is he a little tubby?
He's just a big fella.
Yeah.
He hides it well in his dark clothes.
He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
Like, I said it in terms of, like, a fat cat, you know? Like, you'd imagine.
I would say chubby. Like, I would say he's thick.
Two C's.
He's a thick boy.
Thick.
Thicky Queen Adam Janovac.
I have no idea on this battle. I have no idea who's going to win. Drew battled you at our last show, and he was easily the scariest battler we've ever had. He gives this deadpan stare when he does his jokes. They're funny.
I love it. It makes me so happy.
Drew's very funny. This is the autism versus PTSD battle.
And it's like, I love it because it's like, we're going to be like, Drew's like easily the most terrifying guy who's like, no, we've had plenty more terrifying men on this show. They're just a lot better at pretending they're normal than Drew can.
Yes.
Drew just has to wear it on his face. Like,
you know, he's terrifying, but he's very sweet.
Oh, yeah, he's a hell of a nice guy. I'm just saying that. But just in the moment, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Drew's out for blood.
Yeah. I mean, he...
That's what we want.
He writes jokes. He is a goddamn writing machine.
He really is.
I know I'm very biased because, you know, Tabitha and I are in a sketch group with him. But Jesus Christ, like, the amount of jokes that he can crank out. And, like, it's not like there's a lot of editing. It's scary.
It's just gold.
Mm-hmm. Like, one after another. Like, this is going to... Janovac, like, he... A lot of his stuff comes out of left field, and it's really, really funny because it's so weird. Like, the biggest bit I remember out of Adam is he did an Andy Kaufman-esque thing where he played the keyboard part for center field.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And
which is two touches of the keyboard every 30, 40 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he does it perfectly. Yeah. And, you know, yes, it's similar to some, but it's like, you know, to actually do it and then do it well. And he comes up, you expect Adam to come up with something like completely out there that'll mm-hmm. blow you away.
That's and how I...
Adam is the only person I know who's been off the rails as long as he has that isn't dead.
Right? I have to just like, I respect him just for that. Yeah. But no, I feel like I felt that way about his banana peel bit. It's just like these escalating, just like these situations of being like, oh, this weird thing was happening, and then, oh my God, guys, I slipped on a banana peel. But he'll do it like 9 times, and it just like keeps getting longer and worse things, and just like... Like, so I was, like, standing at the edge of this bridge the other day, and I was thinking about life, you know, how it's not worth anything, and I was just staring down at the water. But then a kind stranger came along and offered me his hand, and I saw the true hope in humanity as I stepped over that rail, and then I slipped on a banana peel! Where did it even come from?
That's a pretty good impression of his delivery, too.
Thank you. I know Adam Janovac pretty well.
Yeah, yes. Very.
Anyone who's ever smoked outside of LVT.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam also famous for having to go to the hospital during a comedy funeral, so.
Oh, yeah. I was in the other room for that, but I heard the hubbub.
What did he do, a brass field?
He did the brass field.
I was front row for the brass field. I was at the same goddamn table for the brass field and literally thought he died because we were in the middle of a conversation and then his eyes rolled in the back of his head and he fell on the fucking floor. And I was over in the bar area when Adam had his crash. And I was like, thank God, it's not just me.
The manager of the improv was on stage while this happened. It was like the first time he'd been on stage in years. And poor Craig. He thinks he almost killed Adam Janovic.
No one has that power except for Adam.
Yeah. Also, I've had Adam on the radio, and he was very good. It's going to be a tough fight. I have to go with Drew in this one because, like, he's just a joke machine.
Yeah.
And, he's a dark horse to win the whole thing.
I feel about the same.
Yeah, I'm going to go Drew on this one.
I'm taking Adam. Fuck it.
Wild card.
Fuck all your opinions.
I was talking when you said he did the Andy Kaufman thing. It was he punched a woman in the face. Adam, if you're listening and you want to punch Tabitha.
I was just about to say, it would be an honor to be punched in the face by Adam Janovic.
I mean, with that military training there, you're going to get hurt.
Oh, God, I'm going to die. Okay, wait. He's
going to be a little pussy Brett Thomas punch.
He's going to wreck my shit.
That is what you forget about. What I forget about Adam is he's probably dangerous.
Don't ask, don't tell, bitch.
Yeah, so Adam's going to listen to this and murder us, so.
You guys, I picked him. I think he's going to fucking crush.
I just pictured him, like, with, grease under his eyes, like, sneaking up to the house. You motherfuckers.
Taking him out.
Gay Rambo.
But also, Adam is so out of left field, he would do that and then just offer you a beer instead of murder you.
And then slip on a banana peel. I was going to kill Tabitha Jones, and then I slipped on a banana peel.
Slipped on a banana peel, still ended up stabbing her.
Alright, so what do we got for this one?
That's the two.
Four Nicks, three Drews.
No, I'm remember. Going with Anthony Mayo against Nick.
Three and three.
Alright.
We did it.
All right, that's
it. We talked about these battles.
Get out here, October 19th. Doors at 7:30. Show at 8:30. Not Your Parents' Basement in 78th Street Studios. That'll do, pigs.
ClevelandComedyFestival.com for tickets, $5.